First graders with iPads. Many people think that it's probably not the best idea to have toddlers on an electronic for multiple hours a day. In today's society, though, with touchscreen technology, we're seeing that there are many benefits to the use of iPads. The first article we read was entitled First Graders with iPads? This is a very interesting article. School in Minnesota sought out to improve student reading, and they found that the benefits of iPad use far outweighed any risks that they might have thought that would deter their learning. The iPads allowed the students to incorporate digital age skills into the teacher's lessons plans. It led to improved scores and insight word recognition, fluency, comprehension, and vocabulary recognition and word meaning. The data also confirmed elevated scores on average, along with higher year-end scores for students who had routinely used an iPad. One thing that the teachers did do was they immediately took away the iPad from students who did not follow preset rules. This encouraged students to treat it as more of a luxury, and time on task actually improved 15 to 20%. Other uses that they had was they used it for global awareness using Google Earth, and they found that the interactive learning encouraged the students to record their own voices and images, and they used multiple apps for different areas of learning. Instructors met twice a week to plan and replan activities. They also met to reflect on what worked, what didn't work. And overall, they just found that it empowered students to be leaders, to help others with navigation and use. And some of the challenges that they encountered were managing the software, funding, and then just the different noise from apps, which nowadays, most of the kids have headphones that go along with it, so that has been eliminated. Second article was specifically about iPads and libraries. And the one thing that stood out to me that they did that made a lot of sense was they color-coded and numbered the iPads. And they did that so certain groups of learners would use certain iPads. It just eased in the distribution of the iPads on a day-to-day basis and helped them regulate which apps had to be put on which iPads. Students were also required to clean the iPads after each use, which made a lot of sense. And students were required to check in and check out the iPads as they had barcodes affixed to the covers. One of the biggest challenges that the librarians had was due to such a large number of apps, the app management became a challenge, and also the cost related to the apps. They did, however, find that the use of iBooks encouraged students to become engaged in reading. They found that creativity was expanded through the use of video and digital drawing. And another application they used was for bilingual students and to expose English-speaking only students to foreign languages. The recreation of recreational reading also was increased. The third and final article was called The Touchscreen Generation. article seemed to center around a conference in California where developers of apps specifically aimed at children met to discuss all sorts of different topics related to the apps and how children used them. They definitely showed how the focus of teachers and doctors has changed over the last 10, 5, even the last couple years. Now there's thousands of children's apps to choose from, and even children as young as toddlers can use an iPad touchscreen to draw pictures, to play games, and record stories and videos. The consensus is that the iPad needs to be regulated as far as the use and the content. Many teachers use a screen share now that helps them monitor them. And they also seem to have a consensus that the use should be seen as a privilege for the children. They found that, again, that the instant feedback from apps was something that children really liked. It encouraged creativity. iPad use encouraged imagination. And again, the exposure to foreign languages was something that she touched on in this article as well. What the researchers really wanted to know was what impact the interactivity had on learning. And they wanted to know if toddlers could learn from iPads and transfer that knowledge into the real world. And I think what they found was iPad and touchscreen technology has had a great impact on the differentiation of learning. In some ways, it can help bring students together. And overall, it's been beneficial for the students, and at times challenging for the instructors who, you know, didn't grow up with an iPad from the age of 2. So the instructors have had to make sure they maintain their professional development, and having a technology coordinator within the schools is something that is definitely beneficial. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you.